Now read the instructions and the exercises for task two. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Extraordinary Sports. Today we're going to talk to Kate Salmon from Ludlow. She and her crew, three more tough young ladies from around the area, won the Atlantic Rowing Race in December 2021. Congratulations and welcome, Kate.
Thank you. Hi, it's so nice to be here.
First, how did you come up with the idea to row the Atlantic?
Well, I was running the Great Glen Ultra Marathon in Scotland with my friend Rita. And when we were running in the Highlands, we met a lady from Wales. And she told us that she had rowed across the Atlantic. The lady told us to contact some people and join a Facebook group. And this Facebook group was always talking about rowing the Atlantic. And there were these articles and stuff we could read about, and there was a team and they were going to row the Atlantic and they needed two more team members. Then Rita and I thought, we're going to do this. So we just signed up.
Wow, that's awesome.
6 weeks later and we were doing a sea survival course in Cardiff. It all happened really quickly.
So what was the hardest thing to overcome on the ocean?
For me, the hardest thing on the ocean was feeling trapped. You know, the whole ocean is around you and you're completely alone. You can't see anyone you love and you can't even stand up or anything.
So you mentioned that you were alone, but there were other crew members, weren't there? Was there a problem with keeping the team spirits up?
During those 2 months, I mean, obviously we were together 24 hours a day and there were four people in a little boat. Two people are rowing for hours and hours and then you rest for 2 hours and then you row for 2 hours and then you rest for 2 hours. And that just keeps going throughout the entire 24-hour period of the day. So it's tough.
What was the impact on your body?
When you're rowing, you only use quite specific groups of muscles, and there are some muscles that you just don't use and they disappear. I mean, I didn't take one single step for 2 months. And when I had to leave the boat after 43 days, I could barely walk.
That's quite a crazy thing to do, isn't it? So how long did you prepare for the experience?
As I mentioned, I had just run an ultra marathon in Scotland, so I was actually quite fit. But it was a really short period of time from signing up to doing the sea survival course. That was only a few weeks. And really, I didn't have long to prepare. I just went to a gym and I used a rowing machine for a few hours every day and I just did what I could. I just threw myself in there.
That's quite something. Kate, congratulations on your success again. And thank you so much for taking part in this interview with me. Congratulations to Rita and all your team.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Extraordinary Sports. Today, we're going to talk to Kate Salmon from Ludlow. She and her crew, three more tough young ladies from around the area, won the Atlantic Rowing Race in December 2021. Congratulations and welcome, Kate.
Thank you. Hi, it's so nice to be here.
First, how did you come up with the idea to row the Atlantic?
Well, I was running the Great Glen Ultra Marathon in Scotland with my friend Rita. And when we were running in the Highlands, we met a lady from Wales and she told us that she had rowed across the Atlantic. The lady told us to contact some people and join a Facebook group. And this Facebook group was always talking about rowing the Atlantic. And there were these articles and stuff we could read about. And there was a team and they were going to row the Atlantic and they needed two more team members. Then Rita and I thought, we're going to do this. So we just signed up.
Wow, that's awesome.
6 weeks later, and we were doing a sea survival course in Cardiff. It all happened really quickly.
So what was the hardest thing to overcome on the ocean?
For me, the hardest thing on the ocean was feeling trapped. You know, the whole ocean is around you and you're completely alone. You can't see anyone you love and you can't even stand up or anything.
So you mentioned that you were alone, but there were other crew members, weren't there? Was there a problem with keeping the team spirits up?
During those 2 months, I mean, obviously we were together 24 hours a day and there were four people in a little boat. Two people are rowing for hours and hours and then you rest for 2 hours and then you row for 2 hours and then you rest for 2 hours and that just keeps going throughout the entire 24-hour period of the day. So it's tough.
What was the impact on your body?
When you're rowing, you only use quite specific groups of muscles and there are some muscles that you just don't use and they disappear. I mean, I didn't take one single step for 2 months. And when I had to leave the boat after 43 days, I could barely walk.
That's quite a crazy thing to do, isn't it? So how long did you prepare for the experience?
As I mentioned, I had just run an ultra marathon in Scotland, so I was actually quite fit. But it was a really short period of time from signing up to doing the sea survival course. That was only a few weeks. And really, I didn't have long to prepare. I just went to a gym and I used a rowing machine for a few hours every day and I just did what I could. I just threw myself in there.
That's quite something. Kate, congratulations on your success again. And thank you so much for taking part in this interview with me. Congratulations to Rita and all your team.
Thanks so much.
This is the end of the task.